Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Stan Sinclair, Dean, VA Learning University, and Chief Learning Officer at the Veterans Health Administration. And joining me in our conversation is another PwC partner, Greg Greven.
I imagine constructing an online university is somewhat of a challenge in terms of technology and cultural issues. What have you observed?
Well, it might surprise you to know that putting together an online university is not a major challenge. It's not difficult because that can be easily found. Solutions are in the technology world. So there are plenty of folks out there that are willing to help you put together, using technology, an online university. I think the bigger issue, though, is when you have to begin to deliver that product out to everyone in the field or in all the locations around the country. We can put it out there. We can put it at the desktop, but that doesn't solve all the problems. You have learning attitudes that you need to deal with. You have some employees that don't have access to computers that you need to worry about. You have some employees and managers that don't have the time or don't want to take advantage of time to send employees to training. So what we're trying to do in the VA is clearly the technology is the easy piece. The difficult piece is changing the culture and getting the information to the desktop and making sure that all employees have access to it.
Earlier you mentioned the average age of folks at VA was somewhat older than younger, and so I'm curious, what advice would you give to a young person interested in a career in public service?
Well, I would encourage anyone coming out of college or anyone interested in working with the government to chase that dream. I think it's a great training ground. I think it's a wonderful place to come and serve your country at the same time that you're in a wonderful learning opportunity. You may decide to stay with us, you may not. To me, the issue is that we in the government understand that we have a major role here in bringing forward students and bringing forward opportunities for learning. And I believe that when individuals spend time with us, they'll want to stay with us.
What kind of skills should these young people have?
You know, it's I would say just a good general education. I mean, I think that it helps if you have, if you're interested in finance, you come in with your business background. But I would think that what we're interested in are individuals that are able, have proven that they can learn, that their attitude is very positive about work, and that they want to come in and do good things and help their country as well as help the government.
Based on your experiences, what lessons would you pass along to other organizations developing enterprise learning solutions?
Well, the first lesson, clearly I've talked about it, is don't do it by yourself. What we have found as in the VA as we've been moving forward with this is that the pace of change, the pace of technology is very rapid here, and that if you're developing something on today's ideas, you're probably going to have a product that's not going to be useful very far down the road. So I think it's important that we that are chief learning officers across the government spend time talking about it. I think we need to partner with each other rather than going off on our own. So before you start anything, call other folks around the government and see what's going on. But don't just look at what's going on in government. You got to look at what's going on in private industry, too.
Looking 10 years into the future, how will employee education at the VA look and feel?
Well, my vision of the 10 years down the road would be that cross-cutting opportunities, such as finance, information technology, procurement, HR, public affairs, that the VA would be partnering with a bigger government learning university, to where literally those types of cross-cutting occupations, there would be a warehouse of courses that would be available in the electronic world. It would be a collection of the courses from the VA as well as DOD as well as all government entities. So you could literally go in and have access to what's going on everywhere. We must stop. We must leverage what we can get our hands on. We must stop trying to do everything ourselves. The other thing, though, is that in the VA, the technology is going to drive what learning is going to look like. You can easily see how that you can be sending programs home. Individuals can be accessing them not just on the computer, But through the telephone, through Palm Pilots, through any kind of technology, it's there. What we're finding is as technology evolves, learning is right there, ready to go. So I think it's just a matter of being poised and ready and coming up with the strategies that are going to make sure your employees can use this. I want to make the point that you need to make sure in the VA we have a culture to change. But what's going to change that is by making learning more convenient and making sure that we are obtaining the learning objectives that we're after.
Your vision includes the success of cross-agency collaboration, and yet that's been one of the hardest things to do. Did you have a solution in that vision as to how that's going to work?
Well, you know, I had hoped for a solution like this to debt management back 10 years ago, because at that time the government was asking every agency to develop and design a debt management system, when in reality there's just a need for one or two good ones. And I think that's what we need to do here. I mean, there are obviously places that just cross-cut the entire government. Some may say, well, finance is a little different over here. 80% of the content's the same. And if we can get our hands on products, that all we need to do is tweak them to make them more adaptable to the VA, we should be in that business. I look forward to having opportunities to discuss this with other organizations that are embarking on this. There are core competencies. There are core areas that it may not be the same. I don't have much in common with teaching soldiers the things that they need to on the battlefield. But for the finance occupations in DOD and for others that we talked about cross-cutting, I think there's a really great opportunities to leverage.
Given some of the challenges that you've laid out, have you set any milestones for VA?
For VA, I've set several milestones. One is that by the end of this year, I want to have an opportunity for at least 40% of our employees to be engaged in satellite learning opportunities at their desktop. I would like for that to be at 100% within a year after that. I would like to have, by the end of this summer, contractors selected to provide e-learning courses. I want employees to have access to between 2,000 and 4,000 courses online, and I would like them to have access to courses including high school courses, self-improvement courses, certificate programs, college degree programs. And then on the end of that, I would like for them to be able to have equal opportunity to have access to training that might be available in the classroom. One of the things, as a large organization like VHA, things are constantly changing, you know, patient safety, pain management. Our world changes in front of us, so I want to make sure that we build a corporate university that's very agile, very flexible, and can integrate new technology and new learning opportunities as needed.
And thinking about the changes that are coming in education and learning, we've talked about the changes in technology. You've talked about the changes in management that are needed. But we've not talked about the employees. What changes do the employees need to make?
I think that one of the things we need to do for employees is when we hire them, as well as current employees, we need to have an environment that learning is an expectation. You know, we've seen a lot of changes in the VA in the last 8 years, and we had a lot of opportunities where employees needed to be cross-trained. I think it's important that when employees come into the VA, and for current employees, to be constantly looking at a learning environment. I think that leadership and learning is everybody's responsibility. So it is a cultural change, but it's something that individuals will need to embrace themselves.
Does that cross-training mean that there'll be perhaps more employee mobility as well?
It could. Mobility is something, when you have a hospital system, there are opportunities for mobility. One thing that we're also looking at very closely is succession planning. I think that when you have an organization like ours, as large as it is, we need to make sure that we put in place the right type of programs that are developing leaders. So from the VA Learning University, as well as from the employee education system, we're looking and designing programs that will make sure that we're able to bring good folks and good opportunities up for leadership development.
Well, Stan, I'm afraid we're out of time. Greg and I want to thank you for joining us. This has been a fascinating conversation.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it also.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Stan Sinclair, Dean, VA Learning University, and Chief Learning Officer, the Veterans Health Administration. To learn more about the endowment's programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com.